Dear friends, we are continuing today in our journey through the Seder. We find ourselves in Yachatz. We know on the Seder table we have three matzahs. And so we go ahead during Yachatz and we take the middle matzah, we break it into two. One half remains with us on the Seder table, and the other half is put away for later on for consumption as the afikomen. And there are many symbolisms that are attributed to this concept of Yachatz, but I want to share with you a beautiful idea. The three matzahs, according to many, represent the avos, the patriarchs. And why do we break the middle matzah, which essentially is the Yitzchak Avinu matzah? And so the Sfarim explains something very beautiful, which is the Gemara discusses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Klal Yisrael because he felt that we just weren't holding up our part of the bargain. We weren't as attentive to the relationship as we should have been. So he goes to the Avos, upset at Klal Yisrael, but really going to the Avos with the expectation that the Avos, the patriarchs, would advocate, would somehow try to defend Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Avram and he says, Avram, banecha chatu, your children have sinned. And Avram says, oh, children have sinned, they should be punished. Shmuel gets upset at Avram. He says, you know what? Forget it. I don't need you. He goes to Yaakov. Now, the truth is, he purposely skips over Yitzchak because remember, Yitzchak Avinu represents the midah of din, strict justice. Avram was chesed, was kindness, was charitability, right? Kindness. So he goes ultimately to Avram. Avram doesn't defend Klai, so he goes to Yaakov. So Yaakov Avinu, he says to Yaakov, Banecha chat, your children have sinned. And Yaakov Avinu says, if they sin, they should be punished. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's no common sense, there's no knowledge with the old man, with the young man, the grandfather, the grandson. Okay, I have no choice, I have to go to Yitzchak. So he says to Yitzchak, banecha chat, your children have sinned. So Yitzchak Avinu says, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you calling them my children? They're our children. They're our children, right? They're your children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's number one. Why are you calling them my kids? Next, let's talk about this. How much could they possibly have sinned? Yitzchak Avinu says, look, a person lives for 70 years. Half of, that's the lifespan, David HaMelech says in Tehillim. Person lives 70 years. Half of that time, says Yitzchak, they're sleeping. So when you're sleeping, you can't get yourself into much trouble. So therefore, we'll lop off of that 35 years, which if you think about it, is just such an overwhelming idea that a person essentially sleeps away half of their life. But again, the good news is you're not getting into any trouble when you sleep. So that removes 35 years. Then Yitzchak Avinu says, okay, out of the 35 years, 17 and a half of those are spent eating and using the bathroom. Gemara says, so if that's the case again, that lops off a whole other piece of life. So Yitzchak Avinu says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really the most amount of time that a person can get themselves into trouble over the course of a 70-year lifespan is 17 and a half years. So Yitzchak Avinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be able to absorb that amount of guilt of Klai. So let it go. But if not, Yitzchak Avinu says, I'll make you a deal. I'll split the iniquity with you. You bear half of their sin, and I'll bear half of their sin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so overjoyed of the defense, of the advocacy that Yitzchak Avinu demonstrated on behalf of Klal Yisrael, he literally wiped the slate clean for Klal Yisrael. So the Sfarim bring down that this is why we break the middle matzah in Yachatz, symbolizing the idea that Yitzchak Avinu was willing to absorb half of the collective guilt, half of the collective sin, half of the collective iniquity, half of the matzah of Klal Yisrael. And the message, I think, is a very profound one, which is, we must always be cognizant, we must always recognize that we stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. That at the end of the day, any accomplishment we have is only because of the foundation that parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents laid down for us. And the sacrifices that previous generations made. You know, so many of us, we walk around and we're accomplishing and we're doing it, it's fantastic, it's beautiful, with beautiful lives, fulfilling lives, meaningful lives. And what we don't realize is, someone, a generation, two generations, three generations, maybe 10 generations ago, made ridiculous sacrifices in their lives so that I could be here today. Yachatz, the splitting of the middle matzah, representing the willingness of Yitzchak Avinu to shoulder the guilt of Klal Yisrael, the responsibility of Klal Yisrael, reminds us that on the night of the Seder, as we celebrate our newfound freedom, we must take a few moments to express our gratitude, to allow ourselves to feel gratitude to our parents, to our grandparents, to previous generations who really built the foundation upon which we are able to build upon. We must express our gratitude to those who came before us for their willingness to sacrifice, for their willingness to give, for their willingness to lead selfless lives so that we could reap the bracha that we have today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.